And, well, I was just wondering if you could set us up with Kenneth again.
You don't have his number?
I don't. I thought I saved it in my phone, but I don't know. I can't find it.
Sure, Val. I'll call him.
Okay. Thanks. I hated having to talk to Ricky, but now, after me and Delilah had talked and in a sense made up, I had to.
So you're gonna take her back there?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel it'll be a good way to fix us. Get us back to how we once were.
Oh.
Why was I telling him all this? He didn't care. I saw this man meet up with my wife. But part of me seemed like I deserved it. Like it was another consequence for my actions. Now it was either time to bring it up and face it head on and possibly lose her again, or let it all go. And I chose the latter. But that didn't mean I had to forgive Ricky. And I didn't. Okay, so can I have his number, or do you want to contact him?
I'll call and give him yours.
Please don't forget, Ricky.
I won't.
Okay.
Hey, Val.
Yeah?
Don't lose her again.
Fucking asshole. Calm yourself, Val. He's just upset that she came back to you. You're not going to lose her again, because this trip is going to help. Let's just hope Kenneth is willing to sell to you.
Seven Land Productions presents The Stone House, Episode 21.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, boy. I see him coming. Go to your spot and don't watch. You don't need to be seeing such violence.
Yes. Yes, I saw the light.
It's about time. How long must I wait?
I always look. Always.
Good. Come here.
Yes?
How long?
What?
How long?
No, no. No.
Tell me!
Please, no. Not wait long. No, no! I don't understand. Why? Why?
Get back here!
No. Please.
Get back here, old get me axe!
Where?
Over there. Sitting in that there tree. Now, get over here and answer me questions.
What did I do?
You took food from me again.
No!
Nadia's been bringing you food. First you steal from me and now you get her to do it.
No, I swears. I didn't take nothing from you. I swears it. I eat rats and birds and eggs and the like. That's all. Crabs and fish and things that wash up on the rocks. And rice. Bags and bags of rice.
Nadia said she's brought you food.
No, no. She brought me nothing, nothing for me. I promise you. I promise. You tell me to stay away and I do. I stay away.
I ain't caring about the eggs and the vegetables in the cans. Not now. I'm caring about you lying.
I don't lie. I swears.
And I care about another thing. Have you touched her?
Her? No. No. No, 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 never. Never touch. I would never do a thing like that. Never.
If I find you have, I'll cut your hands off and feed your fingers to you one at a time.
No!
You best not be lying to me.
I swear is it. I never did.
Aye. But she brought food to you.
No.
Yes! I've seen her do it! Now watch yourself, don't lie again! She brought you food, is that right?
Yes.
And that's all?
Yes.
Aye. She's a caring woman. But I don't want you talking to her. I don't want you tainting her. She may not be pure, but she's mine. And no one will come between us again. No one.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Now go. Go. All right, boy, come out. We're leaving. Hello, Nadia. I've made breakfast. Come.
I didn't go to sleep at all last night. I couldn't believe it was already morning. When Gavin and Noah returned, he didn't come to my room. Instead, he put Noah to bed, then went to bed himself. I stayed up all night, wondering if I would get a creepy visit, but it never happened.
Nadia!
Now he said he made breakfast? What was this? Yesterday, it seemed like he wanted to kill me.
Good morning, dear. Have a seat.
I sat across from him. Noah was to my right, like always, hands folded, ready for permission.
Let's eat.
It was scrambled eggs, beans, oatmeal, and potatoes. A pretty hefty meal, although the potatoes were small and hard. They looked old. Did they come from the garden?
Eat, dear.
Sorry.
So I talked with Quint last night.
Oh?
Aye, we had quite the chat.
I didn't say anything. I didn't know where he was going with this.
He set things straight.
What do you mean?
I mean, he told me the truth in his own manic, crazy way. You were bringing him food, that's all.
Yes, well...
I'm still upset. This is not only your food to give. Look at these potatoes. Do they look good to you? A garden isn't what it needs to be. We don't have food to just give out. And after your little accident with the pipe...
I'm sorry.
Aye, but sorry won't cut it if we all starve now, will it?
No.
You may be worried about that crazy man. He begs and begs, but he's fine out there. Just like we're fine here. He has his place and he makes do. He has food.
I didn't know.
Well, now you do. I used to bring him food as well to keep him away from the house, but he's lost his privileges. And so have you. Your door will remain locked at night. Sure, yes, you may do your chores and house duties during the day, but at night, both yours and Noah's doors will remain shut. Is that understood?
Yes.
Good. I know you only did it because you have a good heart, and that's why I can't stay mad at you, you see. But we must establish and follow rules.
Okay.
And Quint will too. This'll be the end of it.
I won't bring him anything more.
You won't be able to, dear.
I stared down at my plate. I was forcing myself to eat since I wasn't hungry.
I know you're upset with me, Nadia, I know that. I can see it in your eyes when you take the chance to look at me. Quint is probably upset with me as well. Probably paint and rant as he normally does.
What did he just say? What?
Sorry, dear.
You said paint?
Aye, yes, that annoying begging weasel. When he's upset, that's what he does. Rants about that old book and paints his stupid animals and boats.
Oh.
But as long as he stays away from here, it is what it is.
Right. My mind was racing. He paints when he's upset?
Nadia, you need to eat.
Yes, I know. I took another bite of eggs.
Quint did say something that brought a smile to my face.
What's that?
I'll be honest with you, Nadia. I was worried that maybe he took you from me. That maybe you brought him food because he'd stolen your love. Which led me to gross assumptions that I could not get rid from my mind. So I was so angry at first. But he told me he didn't touch you.
No, he didn't.
I know. I could see it in his eyes. I also see it in yours. You wouldn't let a little man like that touch you in such a way, nor should you. You deserve better, and I know you know that.
I didn't respond, instead taking another bite of my eggs.
You love me. I see that too.
Do you? Because it's not fucking true.
And that brings me to another point. Boy, go to your room. Your mother and I need to have a chat. You can eat when I call you back. This isn't for child's ears. Now go! I had to send him away, dear, because this discussion is only for us.
A shiver ran up my back.
I know you love me, and it's time to prove your love. I won't wait any longer. The moon will be full in a couple days. By that time, you should be done with your monthly visitor. And even if not, we must make do. We shall have our time then.
Another shiver. This one ran through my entire body.
It's time we finally consummate our love. It's time we finally become one. We deserve it. We need it.
He smiled, picked up his fork, and leaned.
And I'm sure you agree.
He took a bite of his eggs.
Boy!
He may think it's finally time, but I wouldn't let that happen.
Mm? We're done now, boy. Have a seat and finish your breakfast.
Now I really wasn't hungry anymore.
Eat, Nadia. Eat.
It was early afternoon, but I was already heading back. There was no sign of the scrawny guy Quint, and I even went through to the other side of the cave, although I didn't stay long. Maybe Gavin did something to him. We could only hope. It seemed like this plan would be a lot harder than I initially thought, and I couldn't help but constantly worry about Dee. She said Gavin was mad. I really wanted to go up there and confront him, but I knew if a fight ensued, I would be shit out of luck. I was so exhausted already, and all I did was climb out of the ship and walk along the beach for a while. I hated feeling this useless. It was emasculating. I rested a bit at the edge of the walkway. I was out of the water, but I didn't want to move. Oh, shit.
Val, do you copy?
Yeah, D, go ahead.
Val, we're in trouble.
Why? What happened? What did he do?
He didn't do anything. Well, besides the lock on my door.
Are you still trapped in that bedroom?
No, he's fine with me going out during the day to do chores and watch Noah. But he's going to lock me in at night. He said so.
Dee, you have got to get out of there.
And go where?
Come here, to the ship.
What if he finds us? Or Quint does?
So he was still alive. Then we make a stand.
I don't know.
Well, do you have a better idea? Where is he now?
Inside with Noah.
Where are you?
By the barn. I'm burying the radio.
You're burying it?
I'm going to, yeah.
Why? You can't hide it in your room?
I'm afraid he'll find it. I found a knife I hid in there once. I can't chance it.
He won't find it in the dirt?
He hardly ever comes over this way.
I don't like this, Dee.
Neither do I, but what else can I do?
You can get out of there.
I can't, and I won't be able to go to the lighthouse, at least not right now.
I stared at my leg, contemplating. Then maybe I can go. I'm watching out for the bastard anyway. Maybe I can slip by him. I told you, I've been walking with the crutch. I'm getting better. I walked along the beach today. I was out there for hours waiting for you to call or that asshole to show up.
The beach outside the ship is a lot closer and easier to get to than the lighthouse.
I'm well aware.
You can't make it in your condition.
Yes, I can. I can do it. The only problem I see is when.
Well, I may have an idea for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Gavin talked to me this morning. He had a fight with Quint, or should I say, a talking to.
Okay.
And he also mentioned that Quint likes to paint.
I already knew that. I was in the cave today, but he wasn't there.
No, but he will be soon.
How do you know? So?
So he's upset now, Val.
Shit, okay. I'll go back. But Dee, if I do this, you're going to have to put stuff out for me.
There's already plenty of firewood behind the barn.
What about matches and lighter fluid?
There's some in the house, but there's some in the barn as well. I'll put what I can under the wood pile now, the left side.
Okay.
There's one more thing, Val. I don't know if you know this, but there's a small path from the lighthouse to the boathouse.
There is?
Yeah, I saw it last night. Not far from the shack. I forgot to tell you about it. It's the path I was going to use, so you should use it. It's narrow, but it looks like it opens up past the steep cliffs. It'll be easier for you to go that way than through the forest.
Okay.
Are you sure about this, Val?
Yes. I am.
The Stone House. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Corey Pettit as Delilah, Robert M. Lamb as Val, Jack Austin as Gavin. Co-starring Dennis Caldwell. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.